Chapter 7. Terra, the Imperial Palace. Of late, the Clanium Library looked less like a library and more like the command bridge of a starship, and not by coincidence. Lansung's strategic consultations were carefully stage-managed affairs, choreographed to make the Lord High Admiral the centre of attention, whilst giving the appearance that all of the other High Lords had equal input. Dressed in the full glory of his elaborate uniform, the tails of his dress coat tipped with golden skulls, breast veritably clanging with medals, Lansung cut a striking figure as he paced and pouted, strode and frowned his way through the consultations. Nearly all of the shelves that had been stacked with books, flexi-discs, crystal data cells and digi-scrolls had been removed, replaced by chronometric displays, Tri-D hololiths and quasi-spatial projectors operated by Lex mechanics from the same temple as the Fabricator General. Nothing but the best, the Senatorum had been assured. No resource spared during this time of crisis. It was a charade, of course. All real military decisions, those taken at the highest level, were agreed in advance between the aides of the Navy and Imperial Guard. Matters were far too complex, the logistical arrangements alone requiring thousands of administratum staff for discussion in open assembly. The willing participation of the other High Lords perplexed Vangarich. It was as if they reasoned that their own status was elevated by Lansung's grandiosity. Even those Vangarich had once thought entirely sensible, not as venal as the rest of the Senatorum, seemed consumed now by the desire to be shown to be in control. Having sacrificed their power to Lansung, they now crowded close to him so that they might somehow gain a little of it back, reflected by his beneficence. Some of the gains made by earlier alliances were clearer to see now. The Administratum had lost a proportion of their control of military materiel directly to a branch of the Imperial Guard. The newly instated Departamento Munitorum operated out of exactly the same wings and buildings of the Imperial Palace, but now under the stewardship of quartermaster colonels and logistarius majors. Clerks, whose families had served the Administratum loyally for 5 generations or more, were now nominally guardsmen, much to the surprise of the tithe counters and manifest assessors themselves. Yet what was given in one hand was taken with another. All Imperial Guard regiments being raised to combat the ongoing crisis were required, by a vote of the Senatorum, to include a proportionate number of staff from the Adeptus Ministorum. Preachers for the most part, but also armed members of the Fraterist Militia that served the Ecclesiarch, were now required to encourage and protect the faith of the men and women who would be laying down their lives against the Orc menace. It was the rise of these Fraterist Militia, zealous worshippers of the God Emperor, led by fiery demagogues and manipulative cardinals growing quickly in number, that indicated the price Ecclesiarch Mesring had wrung from Lansung and Lord Militant Veriold for his support. And behind it all, the Adeptus Mechanicus were happy to watch the flow of war gear from their forge worlds increasing with each passing day, while the shipments of precious ores and labourers in return grew by equal measure. It sickened Vangarich to see these men, and the organisations they represented, glutting themselves on the people of the Imperium. The very same citizens they were meant to be moving to protect were working harder, longer, and in worse conditions to provide the arms and the blood to bolster the egos of those that now controlled the Senatorum. It not only offended his sense of service, but also his love of efficiency. The bloated Astra Militarum, Navy and Ecclesiarchy required an equally engorged administratum. In response to the Orc threat, it seemed as if the Imperium, at least the Segmentum Solar, was puffing itself up like some creature trying to scare off a predator. Not that any of this was making any measurable impression on the front line of the war, because the ships needed to convey these growing armies from their homeworlds were all being drawn to Lepidus Prime, or Terra itself. The screens and displays showed the latest reports on the Orc advance, if the semi-random encroachments could be called such a thing, and the various Imperial responses to the emerging threats. It was all slightly nonsensical, even without Lansung's theatrics. Even with the benefits of astrotelepathy, it took an average of 2 weeks for a message from the outer segmentum solar rim to reach Terra. Disturbingly, as the Orc attacks had progressed, the typical delay had been reduced to a little over 10 days. Even so, by the time a message arrived and a ship was dispatched in response, and the report from that ship was received, a whole month might have passed, if not more. Lansung had been explaining, in long-winded fashion, the latest fleet manoeuvres and dispatches for 30 minutes and more. He was in full gush when a sharp crack of metal on wood interrupted proceedings. All eyes turned to Venand, who had struck the table in front of her with the base of a heavy goblet. Lansung frowned and turned to the inquisitorial representative. Vangorich affected indifference, but was intrigued to find out how Venand was going to play her next move.
"Is there something amiss, Inquisitor Venand?"
"There certainly is, Lord High Admiral," Venand replied as she stood up. "It seems that events are proceeding more swiftly than you would have us believe." Lansung took umbrage at this accusation, his chins and cheeks wobbling with indignation.
"I assure you, Madam Inquisitor, that Naval Command is fully abreast of the current situation and responding as swiftly as required and possible."
"Is that so?" Venand strode past Lansung and whispered something to one of the Lex mechanics. One of the hololiths shifted focus, zooming in to the mustering zone at Lepidus Prime. "For several weeks now, you have been telling us how you are gathering a sizable fleet at Lepidus Prime, a considerable part of the Segmentum fleet, in fact."
"That is true, Madam Venand. What of it?"
"And the reason for this accumulation of naval power is to launch a counter-offensive against the Orcs on several fronts."
"That is so, as I have explained in detail previously."
"You have informed us that likely targets will be Syarni, Locrastis, Asgarand, and other systems in that vicinity, securing worlds towards the Segmentum Rim to divide the Orc mass."
"That would appear to be the most likely route to victory at this time, yes. If you need me to reiterate any of the smaller details to aid your understanding of these somewhat specialist matters, I could do so at your convenience. However, if you would allow me to..."
"Lord High Admiral!"
Venan's voice was as sharp as a Lucifer Black's glaive.
"Is it not true that the greater part of this fleet has recently left Lepidus Prime?"
Lansung looked at his aides, who met his glare with shaking heads and shrugs.
"I do not believe so, Madam Inquisitor. Their orders?"
"So there is not a large flotilla en route to Port Sanctus in the Vesperilis system?"
Vangorich hid a smile with a fake yawn as he watched Lansung flail for a moment. Just for a second, Vangorich thought the Admiral would be stupid enough to deny this fact, which would allow Venand to ask if he was indeed in control of the fleet or not. It was obvious that Venand was not asking idle questions, but had intelligence to back up her claim. Lansung recognized this before uttering any denial. He instead opted for silence while he considered his position.
"You are aware that Port Sanctus is currently an Orc-held system, Lord High Admiral?"
"Of course," replied Lansung, grateful to be on more sure footing. "The shipyards there have managed to hold out against initial attacks, but they are sorely pressed."
"So Admiral Lacaria is proceeding on your orders to liberate the docks at Port Sanctus?"
"Lacaria?"
The single word betrayed Lansung's utter ignorance of what had happened in Lepidus Prime. Vangorich could well imagine the whirl of thoughts going through the Admiral's head. How did Venand know before him? Why had Lacaria set course for Port Sanctus? If the attack failed, would Lansung be blamed? If the attack succeeded, would Lansung be able to take credit? These last two would weigh the most heavily, Vangorich guessed. He wasn't sure how Venand had managed to set Lacaria in motion, and he would dearly like to know, but regardless of her methods, the Inquisitor now had Lansung trapped between two unknowable outcomes. If Lansung denied any knowledge of these manoeuvres to ensure himself against future failure, he gave up the pretense of being in control. If he took credit for them, he was setting his fate on a course over which he could not exercise any control from Terra.
"It seems my orders have reached the fleet earlier than I'd expected,"
Lansung said after a few seconds, seconds that must have felt like hours to the cornered admiral.
"I will be leaving shortly to take personal command of the attack at Port Sanctus. I was going to end today's session with this announcement, of course, but you have somewhat spoilt my surprise."
"Surprise? I'm sure the Senatorum does not like surprises, Admiral Lansung.
An overindulgence, perhaps. I have been a little carried away by the exciting prospect of action at last. Yes, I can announce that the true fight against the Orcs will commence upon my arrival. With Port Sanctus secured as a forward base once more, the offensive we have been discussing in recent conclaves will be able to proceed immediately.
Some of the High Lords greeted this news with claps. Others were still confused, trying to catch up on everything that had developed over the course of the preceding minutes. A murmur broke out as the Ecclesiarch turned to his neighbours to loudly ask what was happening, while Lord Commander Militant Veriolt limped out of the chamber, shaking his head, trailed by officers and orderlies who glanced angrily back at their naval counterparts. Lansung was forced to stand in front of them all, smiling stupidly.
"Bravo!" cried Vangorich, standing up.
He met Venan's gaze for a moment, and she allowed a twitch of a smile, acknowledging that that word of praise was directed at her.
"Victory cannot be far off now."